This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
True Americana Holidays 2017. We've seen total demonization of the Italian Christopher Columbus. We've seen the total demonization of Thanksgiving. We've seen attempts to get rid of the holiday, to use it to cast aspersions on Western civilization and Western expansion that undoubtedly was a mess. And there were crimes on all sides. When I say all sides, it wasn't just the settlers, or it wasn't just the troops, or it wasn't just the empires, or it wasn't just all the different native tribes. It was all of those different countless changing factions that played into this long before white men colonized North America. The Vikings certainly visited it for 1,000 years before Christopher Columbus supposedly discovered it. That's now documented. But long before white men ever colonized it, all the native tribes did was run around and try to dominate and control each other and take over and kill the men and then take the women and the children. The same stuff that was going on in Europe for 10,000 years, same stuff going on in Africa for 10,000 years, the same stuff going on everywhere in the world. Humans acted the same. And so we never see big pieces being done on the bad things that the Native Americans did, or you know, the way they behaved, because it's not part of the liberation theology. Starting in the 50s, the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment created liberation theology, where they taught that Jesus would have, you know, fought back and was a revolutionary and hated capitalism and was a communist. And so they got the different populations that were Christian, poor, black, Hispanic, you name it, to become liberation theologists. And that was just one part of it. But to teach then in the schools to everybody that America was bad, the founders were bad, this was an undermining of the nation state and our ethos, where we came from, so that people of color particularly wouldn't have a idea in their head that they had a right to the American birthright, or that they'd been part, critical parts of this great saga. No, it's all just you were good, but you were exploited, and the whites were bad. When it was way more complex, with whites that were indentured servants and bounties and people basically as slaves and company stores and sharecroppers. But they just continue to play on the incredible ignorance of the public. The last few weeks, CNN claims they've broken the news that there's slave auctions in Libya. Broken the news? In 7 different Muslim countries, they sell women on top slave blocks, you know, up on a stage. And it's all known. It's Muslims doing it. But all these reports from CNN breaking, you know, this supposed news that we've been talking about forever and others have been documenting, it's about, oh, the poor migrants, the poor babies, the poor migrants. These are people in Africa that are being kidnapped and grabbed and sold into slavery by Muslims, but somehow they turn it into, quote, Muslims by using the term migrant. That's the new definition of Muslims, is a migrant, never a Muslim invader. So they take Muslims, enslaving people, and then turn it into the catch-all word of poor little Muslims, which is migrant. So they know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. But we're going to be covering that a lot more here during the transmission. But I'm proud of Thanksgiving, and I give thanks to you, the audience. Thanks to God. Thanks to my family. Thanks to the great crew. And I just want to thank you all for what you've done. We have extended the specials from earlier in the week, as we plan to do. We have new specials that are added each day. And X2 is 50% off. Super high quality. Just absolutely needed. Iodine, and then we also have Alexa Pure Pro water filtration, 25% off right now. So take advantage of that. 50% off Brain Force, 25% off other water filtration systems, 60+% off on Silver Bullet, Knockout 50% off. A bunch of stuff is there. Biggest sales ever. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Again, I want to thank you all for what you've done. I want to thank you all for your victory, breaking your conditioning against the globalists. I want to encourage you all to keep supporting the broadcast by purchasing high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, which is a win-win for everybody because they're high-quality, and it helps fund the site. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb. With populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds, things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality, affordable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us, totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Okay, Mike Cernovich is co-hosting with us in this fourth hour. We're getting him connected right now. The footage you're about to see is really important because we're going to have even more footage. This just happened like an hour ago. Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz, the camera guy, both of them intrepid reporters, just got back to the mothership here in Austin, Texas. Hillary was here in Austin today. Millie Weaver, our reporter, will give you the details. She's also going to be up in Dallas now. And we first got the reports from the Secret Service last year that Hillary was having convulsions every 45 minutes and had a black ambulance, and that we should tell our listeners and everybody else to follow her around and get her on video. That she had a medical tent as well. Well, a couple of weeks later, Millie and Gavin in Cleveland, Ohio, caught her in a medical tent for an hour, emergency stretchers, people running through. We have that video. A week later, on September 11th, a month after we broke this news that she was having convulsions every 45 minutes, she fell down on 9/11 in New York. The media only showed her wobbling, didn't show the fall, and said we made it up. But despite the fact they pulled it off the internet, the video kept getting uploaded, they had to back off. That was a real Waterloo for mainstream media. So you went down there today. I don't know if you're wearing your Bill Clinton rape shirt.
I was. I most definitely was. And I triggered a lot of people. You would not even believe. There were a lot of Austin liberals out there lined up to see Hillary Clinton. And she was very secretive and elusive. You know, when she even first pulled up, they had a garage that would shut so that you wouldn't capture or see her getting out of her car, as to maybe hide if she were to stumble or fall. You never know. But it was very handled. You had her whole staff there, like a bunch of cult members. And yes, I did get harassed by her staff. They were stalking me, following me around. One of the private security was even pushing up into me, and I had to keep telling him, stop, I do not want you touching me.
And by the way, by next hour, you guys just got back in the last 45 minutes, you'll have all the video downloaded and ready for the war room with Owen Schroyer. You're going to be able to show all this. But you were telling me that they called the Austin cops, but the Austin cops, when they got there, what happened?
Yeah, I was like, please call the police. We're on a public sidewalk. I'm allowed to be here talking to people that consent to talk with me. And guess what? They brought the police, and the police were totally cordial, and they ended up telling Hillary's psychotic staff, cult member staff, to back off. You can't be in my space. You can't be touching me and pushing your body up against me.
Yeah, this is Texas, and I'm sorry to say, I didn't New York, where the police a lot of times will actually back the Democrats, you know, being anti-free speech. Of course, people can't see it on radio, but you have the rape shirt down there of Bill Clinton, which became iconic in the election, and we had the contest exposing Bill Clinton's a rapist that probably turned the tide in the election. It was our audience taking action that did that. But alone, you having her coming out of a deal and them holding her up and holding her by the arms, clearly not just guiding her, but holding her up, thinking she may fall any minute, fits into the photos of her being helped up the stairs, or her falling down on her face, or her ambulance being helped out of the vehicle, or into the vehicle. And now Donna Brazile saying they looked at replacing her with Joe Biden because of her health.
And, you know, they had people stopping the front of the line from coming into the building. So they were waiting for Hillary to get out of her vehicle so that they can then have her stumble her way into her chair in her seat and then allow people in so that she could be sitting in a stationary position while she's signing and autographing books and essentially you know, we're seeing somebody having to literally lift her. It looks like the guy is lifting her up out of the car.
And again, they tried to hide around the corner. They tried to hide inside where they parked her. They're being very, very secretive. Oh, yeah. Just like the Secret Service told us, there is a black ambulance vehicle that she uses. Now, have we gotten Mike Cernovich on yet? Okay, great, because I want to get Mike Cernovich's take on this before we go to the footage. He's supposed to be hosting this hour. I appreciate him letting us run into what he's doing at Cernovich on Twitter. Mike, we've been on this from day one. Obviously, we see the whole collapse of their structure, the elite turning against the Clintons. You're going to be getting into all that coming up. But what do you make of the new footage we've got that we're about to premiere of them clearly hiding her around the corner and trying to hold her up under her arm, you know, like she can't walk by herself? By itself, you'd say, but you added to all the other evidence. This is amazing.
Yeah, and then she broke her foot by tripping down the stairs, the multiple falls, the Scooby van. People can go back and see that you and I and others had talked about the Scooby van, and they call this, of course, a conspiracy theory and even worse. But that was from Secret Service sourcing. Everybody knows within her, because, again, it's all a drill. It's all orchestrated.
Well, that's right. And even at her campaign events the last few months of last year, they would all circle her, and the crowd was in on it. I mean, we now learn we were vindicated. This is true. This is happening.
You know, Donna Brazile also talked about how cult-like Hillary Clinton's staff is, and I can attest to you that I've been to multiple rallies, multiple Clinton speaking events. They are extremely cult-like, and even today, they were cult-like in the way they harassed me, stalked me, told me I needed to leave while I'm on a public sidewalk. They're cult-like, just like Donna Brazile said, so why wouldn't Donna Brazile's testimony on Hillary Clinton's ill health also be correct?
And again, if you're a TV viewer, we are rolling this video here. And we haven't slowed down. There she is, literally, it looks like being held up her arm. And then she's like, oh, look, there's cameras. So they take their hand off.
Do you see they're shutting the gates? They were trying to shut the gates and hide her completely walking into the event. They did not want people getting
paid. I haven't even seen this yet.
It's
this
brand new. You're Rockwell. Seeing it for the first time.
Wow. Yeah, no, I thought, because I saw earlier on Twitter that Hillary had still been traveling in her big Scooby van, and they were walking her behind the van while a bunch of fans were surrounding her. And as you know, that was standard operating procedure, was they would say never let anybody get her on
camera.
And by
the way, where is that on Twitter, Mike? Is that at Cernovich? Did you retweet that? Because we want to show that right now to give us different angles of what happened. Show it. Tell us where to go.
Yeah. So Jack Posobiec had that on his Twitter account, where it shows Hillary being escorted to the back of her big Scooby van. And I thought that was the video we were talking about, because as we know, the media doesn't go behind the van, because that's when they have to lift her up and prop her up. So if you ever watch footage of her getting into the van, they always escort her to the other side away from the camera.
Sure, and you and see them in the shot as they're trying to close the gate. She's like, hey, look, and they're holding her up, and then they take their hand off. I mean, she is really ill.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I hadn't even seen that video. I thought you were talking about this other video that I'm looking for, and I'll retweet so that it's at the top. This is startling, actually. Can we watch that video?
Yes, let's roll that video again for TV viewers. Radio listeners, Infowars.com/show. This was literally shot like an hour and a half ago. Billy got back like an hour ago. And you can see it where they are holding her, not just touching her on the arm, but holding her up under the elbow. She sees it, so they start closing the gate to basically cover up what's going on.
You know, when a lot of times when guys are being gentlemanly and they want to help a woman, like just to be cool.
No, you don't grab them by the arm unless you're Joe Biden.
Your hand and like gently, and then
it's like, oh, here, let me help you. You don't like here, little lady, unless you're Joe Biden, grab a little girl.
Yank you up by your arm, you know. She needed help, obviously, getting out.
Yeah, we found the video, so I retweeted it to my timeline. So as you can see, they're escorting her to the back of the van because they don't want to see anybody have her lift her up. So it's amazing.
We're going to show that when we come back from break. Here's the footage. Hillary's still traveling in what appears to be a modified van. I mean, look at her hobbling out. She's got a boot on. That's what.
Oh, wow.
Gavin, we have footage of that boot, too. So there's the boot. I mean, she looks like she's a person in a nursing home. And then there's the ambulance. There's the black ambulance. And then she still thinks she's going to run for office in a couple of years.
Well, she's walking with a limp. She already, Donna Brazile even came out saying she has ill health. Or she.
Well, Mike Cernovich, great job, Millie. I'm going to let you get all the new footage ready for the War Room coming up in about 45 minutes, but I want you to be able to take over. Well, what else is coming up, Mike Cernovich?
Oh, I didn't know. I thought I was riding shotgun or you were
We'll be happy
shotgun.
To ride shotgun if you want. We just don't want to hog your hour. You got a lot to cover.
No. I like the panel discussions anyway because I had to
tell us,
see though, that
tell
video.
Us what you want to get into then in the next 45 minutes.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that video that you drew on was big. I think that the sexual harassment scandals are big. The Hollywood stuff is big. I mean, there's so much to talk about, man.
Sure, but let me just say this. Yeah. I hadn't seen the footage that Posobiec just put out. Somebody, I mean, clearly she's being helped out by them there. It looks like, I mean, I'm not being mean. My grandma just died. The point is, she looks like a nursing home person.
Yeah.
And the point is, this is the elite creature, and then Bill Clinton looks like the crypt keeper. I mean, it's like Cousin Lurch, and you know, we'll talk about it all with Millie Weaver, Mike Cernovich, and more. They're getting all the footage ready. We got a bunch of it. Hillary having to be held up in Austin, Texas. Stay with us.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And Mike Cernovich and Millie Weaver. Millie just got back like an hour ago. There's more footage coming up this hour. More footage on the War Room with Owen Troyer and Roger Stone. And Mike Cernovich is one of the contributors as well. Mike Cernovich is hosting this hour. I'm getting out of this segment even though I'm invited because I got to go look at all the rest of this footage and I'm going to be listening to Mike. But if you missed it, here's the footage. You tie this in with all of her other collapsing, that she still has the ambulance, that she's hobbling around with a boot on. I mean, she looks like she is basically living in a nursing home. And look, she's an evil woman. They tried to cover up her illnesses, but we're slowing this footage down. There was one car, Millie was saying, behind the motorcade that got in late, so they weren't able to close the gates to cover up what was happening. Let's back that up again. And Millie and her cameraman, Gavin Wentz, caught it on tape as she's being lifted out of the black ambulance, which is a mobile ambulance, but black, so you don't know it's a black ambulance. This is simply incredible. Millie, tell us about this video. Narrate this for radio listeners and what else you saw.
Well, you could tell that by the way they were having her come into the back end of the bookstore, they were trying to have it very discreet and private. They even had gates that they could shut so that you wouldn't see it. But like you were saying, there was a tail end of the motorcade that came in late, had some problems trying to weaseling through, shimmying through the gate. And that's what allowed us to capture this footage. But she could have clearly been dropped off at the very front entrance of the bookstore, and she could have waved to her fans who were sitting out there, sitting on the floor, probably waiting for hours to come see her, but that's not what happened. She had
clear as day being lifted out of a vehicle.
That's right.
Which was what the Secret Service told us. She's got to be lifted out of vehicles, put back in. That was over a year ago. Then she fell down a month after we were told. And you've been on her tail, you and Gavin.
That's right. And her staff was so cult-like. I mean, look at them all standing around. I mean, obviously you have people there, but this guy here, he was one of the ones that followed me around. The guy with the beard followed me around the entire time where I was, with along with that other security guy in the green. And they were the ones harassing, following me, pushing their body up against me.
And what did the Austin police say to him?
The Austin police told him to stop. They said, you know, you need to keep a distance from her. And I was very grateful for the Austin police and even Hillary Clinton's crazed female staff members that came and told me I had to leave right now because I was harassing and hurting people's feelings and offending people. They didn't seem to care that these guys were kind of manhandling me in a way and that they threatened, we're going to call the police. I said, please do call the police because, you know, I'm allowed to be here. This is the public.
Well, this is Hillary, again, like the Secret Service told us over a year ago, having to be lifted out of vehicles. Mike Cernovich, the Donna Brazile, all of it coming out, the establishment turning against the Clintons. What does this signify to you?
Well, I would like to know if the media, the New York Times, is going to report that a female journalist, Millie Weaver, was potentially assaulted in a major attack on the free press by Hillary Clinton's people. I think that's very interesting that it's okay for a conservative or independent journalist to be manhandled by Hillary Clinton's
entourage. By Hillary's goons, who we know have gone after women before that have been abused by Bill Clinton.
And it's not the first time. It's not the first time. I've been to her other rallies during the campaign season, and her staff was always really crazy in attacking me.
Mike, what does this signify to you, though, the whole establishment turning against the Clintons? What does that signify?
Well, they're trying to regain the moral high ground, which they lost by defending Anthony Weiner, Al Franken, Frankenstein's monster, Kevin Spacey, Weinstein, the whole thing. And they know that they realized, hey, we can't falsely accuse right-wing people of stuff if the real accusations against our people aren't addressed either. So now they're going, well, Bill Clinton, he's old, he's senile. Hillary Clinton, she has Parkinson's, or whatever. Donna Brazile, by the way, confirmed again, I've never gotten an apology, confirmed that doctors who liked Hillary were actually emailing about her health. But again, the fake news media doesn't want to cover
that. Well, sure, they fired one doctor that went public and said, listen, I'm not against her, but, you know, this lady's got serious medical problems.
Yeah, Dr. Drew lost his whole show. Remember that? I mean, the cover-up. It really shows how high the cover-up goes. Is Dr. Drew, very popular. He's a liberal, by the way. He's not one of us. And he just said, wow, there's something wrong here. Boom. Show canceled. The machine. That's what they would do to protect
the Clintons. But the Clintons aren't giving up, and their minions aren't. So when you've got an immovable object comes into the unstoppable force, you get explosions.
Exactly. But now that the Clintons lack power, they're saying, well, we'll just throw Bill Clinton away because he can't raise money for us. Even Senator Gillibrand, she goes, oh, Bill Clinton should have been removed from office after the Monica Lewinsky affair, which, by the way, no, he shouldn't have. I mean,
so she's now basically agreeing with the impeachment.
Right. Even though she was with him all last year raising money, cha-cha-ching.
Well, right? You know, Bill Clinton was actually impeached for lying. He was impeached for lying. It wasn't the act, actually, of...
Yeah, no, it was consensual with her. I don't think that was an issue. It should be an issue with Christian voters or whatever. They cover up consensual sex like it's the raping or pedophilia. No, it's not.
But then they don't want to talk about the actual cases, like, you know, Kathleen, Willie, and...
Exactly. So let me ask you this question, and Mike Cernovich. Why are they trying to mix normal sexual relationships in with, like, pedophilia and rape? It's not going to work.
It seems like an attack on heterosexual relationships in general, attack on the family.
Yeah, what do you think, Mike? I think that's what it is.
Yeah, well, I've said this before, too, and I know that it resounded because the Southern Poverty Law Center was really upset. As I said, the reason that they're attacking us is because they want to attack the nuclear family, and that is why they were trying to destroy us whenever they can. They want the degeneracy, and also what they're trying to do is they want it, and the Washington Post did this. Let's re-examine the Roy Moore story. If WAPO had only run one story where a 14-year-old girl accused Roy Moore of what he did, I think I would have believed it, actually.
But it was all packaged, targeted, ready, and a bunch of it's been proven to be fake.
Yeah, and then they go, oh, and there was an 18-year-old, and then the media lumped them all in as accusers, right? So watch the trick the media did. The media goes, four women have accused Roy Moore. Well, no, they didn't. And if you go on a date with if an 18-year-old girl says, I went on a date with a guy and we had an ice cream cone and he never did anything.
That's not an accuser.
That's not an accusation. There's nothing wrong with that, right? So, but then they go, oh, but
I mean, the real deal is, I think it's a little creepy, but it's not illegal. The guy's a stud. Okay. The point is, his problem is he wasn't raping and he wasn't a pedophile. Then he'd be in the club.
Yeah, so I wasn't defending him being 32 years old, walking around in a suit at a shopping mall.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's creepy. It's like a creepy studly guy, but, you know, yeah. And there could be something real. The point is, if something real comes out, we're going to throw him overboard. The Democrats are still defending, you know, MSNBC, and they're defending Al Franken.
But in some of these states, it wasn't illegal to go on a date with someone in that age.
Exactly. For me, it's creepy, but is it Harvey Weinstein? No. What do you think, Mike?
Well, yeah, and did you notice that Gloria Allred, when she went on the news, she said she wouldn't admit that the signature was authentic. Have you guys played that footage?
No, I saw that. I had that in the clip. I never got to it. In fact, well, you know, we've got that when we come back. Grills Allred over more accusers, and she went on to say she wouldn't say it was real.
Yeah, you can see her on video. It's amazing.
I can neither confirm nor deny, you know, lawyer speak.
Well, Mike, we're going to be watching and gearing up for the next show. I know you're going to be tweeting out a lot of stuff. Big breaking news here. Great team effort. Everybody getting this out. You're taking over. If you want that clip, we have Katie Turr, Grills, Gloria Allred over it, and a lot more straight ahead on the other side with Mike.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, affordable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
And we're back. Mike Cernovich, Facebook.com/Mike Cernovich is where you can find a lot of great videos. Today, by the way, 40th birthday. Happy birthday to me. But even though it is my birthday, in this war against the globalists, we don't get days off. So I'm actually going to a wonderful trip. I'm going to leave right after this, actually. Take a great trip. Have a nice weekend away. But you all are too important for me to not be with today, because I'm not always able to talk with you on Fridays because I just wrapped up production on a big film. Everybody's so busy. That's the thing, is we do live in a golden era of media and journalism. I right now am sitting on a bombshell story that will rock the halls of Congress that I'm working on. I'm here talking with all of you. We're building a big film that I was doing. That's in post-production. Alex is building the studios out. And this is why the support from all of you is so important and why the product specials matter so much, because there are no outside advertisers for Alex. There's no outside advertisers for me. This is all 100% listener funded. And a lot of people don't get it. I hear from people in right-wing media all the time. You know, Mike, I can't make any money doing this. Mike, you know, this, Mike, that. Because Toyota Corolla isn't going to advertise with right-wing media. With the media that tells the truth, you're not going to get Mercedes-Benz. You're not going to get BMW. Keurig, the coffee maker, they even pulled ass from Hannity, right? Hot dog companies pulled their ass from Hannity. You name it. So that's why the support of the listeners are important, but it's a two-way commitment, right? That's why I'm here on a Friday, on my birthday, with you, because your support matters, and I thank you for the support that you've given me, the support that you've given the whole InfoWars crew, because there are a lot of people who are very grateful for all the support you are giving, and you give that every time you order and you get stuff on auto ship and you buy the products while they're on special, subscribe and save. Caveman True Paleo Formula, that's the product that I always plug because that's the one I personally use. With me, I just don't plug anything, right? I just don't, because I don't plug anything that I don't take. But I know the caveman stuff is amazing. It's collagen. I've done smoothie recipes before with frozen berries. Smoothie recipes with a banana, almond milk. You throw in some Caveman True Paleo strawberry formula with some frozen blueberries and a banana, and you have all the nutrition you need for your joints and other parts of your body. And that's the one that I think is the best. And so thank you again for your support. And let's get back to – well, that is fun, by the way. You know, I'm actually publishing an article today, 40 Life Lessons When I Turn 40 – which is kind of like cliche, but it's kind of cool. Those things tend to go viral. And we do want our message of positivity to go viral. I really don't like that people don't realize how positive and upbeat and fun Alex is. You see a side of that on the show. But, you know, what we're doing is warfare every day, warfare against the globalists, warfare against the pedophile Hollywood establishment. Very important to remember, though, to spend time with your family, to reflect, to be good to one another. That's ultimately the message from me, the message from the whole InfoWars team is we want to make the world better. The fake news media, they have to lie about us, actually, to make us look bad, because all we want to do is make the world a better place. We want you to be healthier, wealthier, wiser, and every day, and that's why we share real news, where I got to give credit to NBC. I never thought I would say this, but NBC did some real journalism. And this video you're about to watch, I couldn't believe I watched this on NBC. I'll be completely honest with you. This video you're about to watch, a journalist named Katie Turr, actually does real journalism and confronts Gloria Allred about potential forgery accusations. So I want you, if you're at home listening very, very attentively, and if you're watching, to watch attentively. Let's play that clip, and then let's analyze it once it's over.
At this point, I have no reason to believe that what he wrote in the yearbook is anything but his signature.
Does your client, Beverly Young Nelson, remember him signing it?
She remembers she remembers being with him. It was on the counter. She alleges that he took it, that he signed it, and she was thrilled that he had signed it. Because, as far as she knew, he was a DA, and that was an important position.
So she saw him sign it.
I don't think at the time she had a clue whether he was an assistant DA or a DA, but he signed it. She took it. As far as she knows, I mean, there's no reason for her to think it's anything but his signature.
But did she see him sign it?
I haven't asked her if she saw him, but we did describe what happened that evening in question, that what she alleges was that she put it on the counter, that I think that he asked to sign, or that he did sign it. That's all.
I ask this because it seems like you're not 100% sure that it is his signature. And if you're not 100% sure that it is his signature, why would you show it at a press conference?
Well, why would, you know, why does anybody doubt that it is his signature?
Well, Roy Moore's campaign is saying, and Roy Moore himself is saying it's not his signature.
Well, he has a motive to say that, and let him prove that it's not. We have offered to provide it to an independent expert at the hearing, which would be held in Washington, and we have allowed it to be examined. So
have you gotten any response from anybody in Congress?
I have no reason. They have not provided me any evidence to suggest that it is not his signature. All they've done is make this bold assertion that it's not, but they have not provided any evidence whatsoever to support their assertion. Of course, they have a motive to make that assertion because he is denying. First, he denied even knowing her. Then he compounded that or confused that whole issue by saying something to the effect that, oh, well, she appeared before him in a divorce case, and apparently that does not appear to be accurate either.
Wow. I'm telling people, if you want to witness a master class in deception, how to spot a liar, just watch that video with the sound on and then the sound off. Can you say, Katie Tour, by the way, all credit to Katie Tour. I don't do this very often, but I always believe that we should give, because that's integrity. I always believe that as hard as I am on the fake news, I don't have a problem with real journalism. I have a problem with fake news, and I tip my hat to Katie Tour there. That was a master class in exposing a liar. Gloria Allred would not defend her client. So I don't know what to say. I'll tell you this, 100% confession, my confession time, a story I got wrong. When people told me that yearbook signature was fake, I'm going to tell you right away that I told people, guys, that sounds like a conspiracy theory. I don't believe it. Leave me alone. The idea, maybe I'm just naive. The idea that they would go to that length to forge a signature like this, right? So you can read my tweets where I told people that I believe the yearbook was authentic. I told people that I thought it was a conspiracy theory to doubt it. And now I'm the one who looks like the fool, but you got to own your mistakes in life. And I own that mistake. I accused a lot of people of spreading conspiracy theory about a forged signature. But Gloria Allred right there confirmed the conspiracy theory. She's the one who won't stand by her client. This is her client. She doesn't trust her own client. She doesn't believe it's true. She's hedging her bet. So Gloria Allred is now the person who has cast that entire signature into doubt. And that really goes to show the real problem of fake news. They had me conned. And I spot fake news for a living. I'm doing a documentary on fake news called Hoax. Even with my great ability to spot media hoaxes, even I, Mike Cernovich, fell victim to the con of the fake news media and that forgery. So that goes to show, I don't know, how much can you trust on the news? Probably not.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
And we're back with the final segment, Mike Cernovich. You can find me at facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. Here to talk about, and we'll call this segment, how Congress covers up sexual misconduct, sexual harassment, and sexual assault by its members. This is very, very disturbing stuff that I'm about to break a big story on, probably Monday. We'll see. It's a very big story. Everybody in Congress is going to feel it. It'll be on the level of the Susan Rice story. So stay tuned for that. But what I've been learning is that if we click onto Reed Wilson had a tweet where the Congressional Office of Compliance releases a year-by-year breakdown of harassment claims and settlements. So we're going to take a look at this chart, and for those of you just listening in, for those of you listening in, we'll just read it to you, and those of you at home can watch. There is a star chamber designed to completely silence victims of sexual misconduct by congressmen. So it's called the Congressional Office of Compliance. Now, under federal law, any complaint a staffer makes against a congressman or congresswoman, it has to be kept confidential. It goes to this very quiet little star chamber where you don't have any due process of law. Government attorneys bully you, berate you. They do anything they can to keep quiet. And then if they settle the lawsuit with you, under law, under federal law, it would be a violation of federal law for you to go public with this. So what are they hiding? Well, we're about to reveal a lot of this, because when I found this chart where they talked about the number of settlements every year, there was one year, I believe, there was something like $4 million in settlements. I can see if I can pull the chart up real quick, because the numbers are startling. In 2007, 25 sexual misconduct cases were settled, $4 million. In 2002, 10 were settled for $3.9 million. And then in other years, you have $400,000, $800,000, $806,000. Big numbers. Now, we, the taxpayers, are paying this. This should be a way bigger story. As bad as Al Franken's video was, maybe some people could say, well, it was a joke. Do I agree with that? Look, you know, I've said a few things trolling that I shouldn't have said. Let he, you know, I'm not going to cast a lot of stones. But this is not a joke. This is taxpayer money being paid out for the misconduct of members of Congress, many of whom are multimillionaires. They're using taxpayer money to seduce women, and then when the women complain, or when they're not being seduced, when they're actually being harassed, our money is paying them to go away, and it's all silent. So we have to get this out there. So what I've done is, and it's my pen tweet right now, I'm offering a cash reward for a list of these settlements. So I have said that I will give $10,000. I would give $10,000, cash, Bitcoin, check, whatever people want to do. I want to know about these settlements. The fake news media, by the way, has always known about this Office of Compliance and these secret star chambers. But most of these people who are engaging misconduct, as we're now learning, are Democrats. So the media, rather than doing their job and finding out who is doing this, they're covering up for Democrats yet again. But they can't cover up for Democrats anymore, because now they want to come after Roy Moore. Now suddenly they care. Oh, Roy Moore, they got to go after Roy Moore. Well, where were they when Anthony Weiner was sexting underage girls, which, by the way, was caught on camera? Anthony Weiner is going to prison because he was caught on camera seducing a 15-year-old. The media reported that he was, you know, in a lot of trouble. But they didn't report that he was married to Uma. He had access to classified emails, classified information. This man, this sexual predator, was almost in the White House. He was a great friend of Chuck Schumer. You notice that the media never called Democrats and said, hey, Chuck Schumer, do you disavow Anthony Weiner? They said, oh, well, we'll report on the charges against them, but we're not going to hold Democrats accountable. You can't hold. Here's how the media plays it. Mike, you can't expect us to blame every Democrat for something another Democrat does, even when he was part of the Clinton's inner circle, even when Bill Clinton officiated Weiner's and Uma's wedding. Mike, you can't do that. That's an unfair standard to do. So we're not going to do it. But then suddenly, when Roy Moore is accused, in some cases, of merely going on a date for ice cream with an 18-year-old, that's an accusation. If you're a Republican, going on a date and eating an ice cream cone with an 18-year-old, that constitutes an accusation, right? But if you're 15 years old and you're, you know, sexually assaulting young girls, 15-year-olds, and it's on camera, well, you know, that isn't the fault of Democrats. Well, with Roy Moore, within 44 minutes, our media had called every Republican in the Senate and demanded a statement and asked them to disavow Roy Moore, who, by the way, is not in the Senate. Let's be quite clear about this. Roy Moore is not in the Senate. So isn't it interesting how when it's a Republican accused of something, even if it's just merely going and having an ice cream cone with an 18-year-old, the media is all over it. They're calling every Republican, you better do something about it. You better say something about it. But when it's a Democrat caught on camera doing something bad, the media goes, oh, come on, guys, you're being unreasonable. You can't expect every Democrat to take personal responsibility for what one bad apple did, right? It's always a bad apple. Oh, it's just a bad apple. Even though over and over it's been shown that Democrats are actually the real rapists. Democrats are the real rapists. So, yeah, 25 senators disavowed Roy Moore within like a matter of minutes because every reporter was on the phone calling them. Well, how many senators have disavowed Al Franken? Where's that story? Right? That's what the media, and that's why they hate us and they want to get us all banned and everything, because if it weren't for us, they wouldn't have even reported on Al Franken. I called the media people out. It was noon Eastern Standard Time before Chris L. Hayes, Dave Weigel of the Washington Post, Matty Iglesias of Vox, you name a high-level Democrat, they waited hours. And I call them high-level Democrats because if you do work in the mainstream media for the Washington Post or CNN, that's what you are. You're a high-level Democrat. It took them hours. And then I'm on social media going through their timelines, screen-capping and saying, look, we haven't heard anything from these high-level Democrat operatives in the media. And then suddenly they realized, oh, we're getting caught. Well, we got to ban Cernovich one of these days, but until we have him banned, because I'm like the Socrates of Twitter, right? I'm the gadfly. I'm the guy saying, well, wait a minute, Chris L. Hayes, you were just saying that every Republican has to disavow Roy Moore, but now you're not even talking about Al Franken, who was caught on camera. What about that? So using the Socratic method, because I'm the Socrates of Twitter, they hate me and they do want to give me the hemlock and virtual hemlock. They want me removed from the internet virtually. And I do sincerely believe, based on reasonable information, that they do want me killed with literal hemlock if they had the power and could get away with it. But luckily, there are people watching out for us. And indeed, WAPO even ran a column by Kate Harding who says, I'm a feminist, but we should keep Al Franken in office. So this is an amazing column. I encourage everybody to read it, where she goes, I'm a feminist, I study rape culture, and I don't want Al Franken to resign. The mask has slipped off. She admits it doesn't matter what you do. You can be a rapist if you're a Democrat. If you're a Democrat and you're caught on camera molesting a woman, they'll even call it a virtual grope. This was a great line from, you know, NBC, because we praised Katie Tour on NBC for actually asking Gloria Allred real questions. Another commentator on NBC had said, well, Al Franken didn't grope her. It was a mock groping. Boy, they really want to look at camera angles when it's a Democrat, right? So even when you give them, a picture, they're like, well, you know, were his fingers technically touching her? Was it merely hovering? NBC pundit said not actually groping, is mock groping, right? Amazing. The level of mental gymnastics they'll go through to protect their own. So that's why I'm grateful that Kate Harding in the Washington Post said, oh, we know he groped her, but who cares? He's one of us, and we will protect our own. So keep that in mind when they call you, the great listeners, when they call you a conspiracy theorist. The conspiracy is now out in the open, where they admit that they conspire to cover up for their own side. Great hour. Thanks, everybody. You can again find me facebook.com/Mike Cernovich or twitter.com/CER.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb.